This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and UN nuclear watchdog Chief Rafael Grossi on Monday said they were visiting the southern frontline region of Zaporizhia, partly controlled by Russian forces. Zaporizhia is home to Europe's largest nuclear power plant, which Russia captured 1 year ago. Earlier on Monday, Zelensky said he visited Ukrainian military positions in the Zaporizhia region. NATO on Sunday criticized Vladimir Putin for what it called his dangerous and irresponsible nuclear rhetoric, one day after the Russian president said he planned to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
Ukraine's foreign ministry on Sunday called for an extraordinary meeting of the UN Security Council and for the international community to take decisive measures to prevent Russia's use of nuclear weapons. Washington played down concerns. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. had seen no sign that Putin had moved any nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces have managed to blunt Russia's offensive in and around the embattled eastern city of Bakhmut, the scene of brutal fighting in the last few months.
That was Rachel Faber of Reuters. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into its eastern waters Monday, continuing its weapons displays as the United States moved an aircraft carrier strike group to neighboring waters for military exercises with the South. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the two missiles were fired from a western inland area south of the North Korean capital of Pyongyang from around 7:47 a.m. to 8 a.m. and traveled around 370 kilometers before landing at sea. This is VOA News. Protests continued in Israel over Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's judicial reform, a plan that is facing unprecedented opposition. This is how it sounds from Eilat Highway in Tel Aviv. Demonstrators are concentrating on bridges with heavy police presence in the highway lanes, preventing the protesters from reaching it. Meanwhile, Israel's largest trade union group launched a strike across a broad swath of sectors. Trains, planes, and public transit systems stand still across much of Germany as labor unions call a major one-day strike in an effort to win inflation-busting raises for their members. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The 24-hour walkout also affects cargo transit by rail and ship as workers at the country's ports and waterways join the strike. Many commuters are opting to drive, causing big delays on the roads, while those who could work from home do. Unions are seeking a pay increase of at least 10.5% and have dismissed offers from employers of 5% in two stages, plus one-off payments. Labour strikes are a regular occurrence in Germany and normally end in a compromise deal between unions and employers. The walkout already caused disruption and delays on Sunday as travellers scrambled to reach their destinations early. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris begins her first full day in Africa as she meets with Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo. Monday's meeting will show support for the West African leader who's facing discontent over inflation and concerns about regional security. Harris says her visit brings an opportunity to advance relations between the two countries.
What an honor it is to be here in Ghana and on the continent of Africa. Today begins a week-long journey, first here in Ghana, then on to Tanzania, and then Zambia.
Iraqi lawmakers have passed controversial amendments to the country's election law that could undermine the chances for smaller parties and independent candidates to win seats in future polls. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The amendments adopted Monday increased the size of electoral districts, a move widely backed by the Coordination Framework, a coalition of Iran-backed parties. The coalition forms the majority bloc in the current parliament, which brought Prime Minister Mohammad Shia al-Sudani to power last year. The amendments reverse key articles passed ahead of the 2021 federal election and also redraw the electoral maps to have Iraq return to the one electoral district per each government. Iraqi media say the bill passed in a 206-12 vote in the 329-seat assembly. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
And I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.